Mr. President, I talked with David. This is Tom Watson.
Yep.
And I told him the idea was completely my own, but that I admired him and thought that this was a job that he would do well for the country. And here are the answers on the points that you raised. On the money philosophy, he is not in agreement with what he understands to be the Council of Economic Advisers' philosophy, which he concludes is to push for low interest rates as a solution to almost every economic problem. But he thinks that he is pretty close to Doug Dillon's philosophy. And he thinks that Doug Dillon is probably not too far apart from the Federal Reserve and Bill Martin. He's not allied in any way with the philosophy of George Champion and the typical New York banker. He feels they're far too conservative than the requirements of the country now demand, that they live together as chairman and president because they're both in the same bank, but that he would not like to be understood to subscribing to George Champion's philosophy. He says that he does not agree with what he understood Don Cook to believe, that cheap money at all phases of the business cycle was the right thing for the country. He thinks that money rates must be varied to match the economic cycle in which the country finds itself. But if there's a differential between Dillon and Martin, which he doesn't see, he would probably be closer to Martin than Dillon. That is all he said on money philosophy. He said on his own problems that he had a completely open mind and that he had been thinking when he talked with me 2.5 months ago that the light might point in his direction, and that was why he was asking me about your philosophies and how I thought he might get along with your administration, and that he's a great admirer of yours and that he has absolutely no closed mind whatever, but that he thinks that the United States future, that he has two problems, that the first is a philosophical problem, that he believes the U.S. future needs changes in monetary policy, and that the voluntary policy on balance of payments is an excellent plan, but that probably it must be accompanied in the end by stronger monetary measures. And second, that he has a personal problem, that the bank needs him because of George Champion's conservatism and because David has a lot of international experience and the bank is expanding a lot internationally. That didn't seem to me to be a very strong reason, and he wasn't pushing it very hard. Now, just finally, if I can volunteer a guess, my best bet is that at the moment, he's probably about a 50-50 possibility. That if he found his philosophy was close to yours, that possibility would probably change to 80-20. He mentioned the conflict that he thought he would have of interest because of Nelson, and that he it didn't seem to me that he raised that as a major problem. And he will be home in New York by early afternoon on Monday.
I'd say it's a very fine report, and it interests me a great deal, everything except Monday.
Now, Mr. President, yep. He did say that he was spending the weekend in Panama Saturday and Sunday. Now, relating Panama to Saturday and Sunday, I don't know really. I would kind of guess that maybe that was a place where he was going to try to catch his breath before he got back online, and I'm just hazarding a complete guess, but I kind of guess that that if it was really vitally important, he could probably come right on through because he's leaving Rio tomorrow, and you know the planes from there to here are not too far, too long.
Tom, you had rather have him than Gordon, hadn't you?
Well, yes, sir, I would, because I think that people look at him more as representing the public interest in this area, where they would look as on Gordon, who I think is tremendously competent and able, as being already a part of the administration, you know, and sort of sort of representing inside interests, if I can put it that way.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. And I'll think it over and pursue it further, and I may be back in touch with you. You'll be back tomorrow, won't you?
Yes, sir, I will. It's always an honor for me to help in any way, Mr. President.
You're a great patron. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Bye.